John, you're 7 games in. How do you feel the season's going to this point for you?
For me personally, I feel like I'm definitely on the up. I feel more comfortable kind of in a football environment. I know the first half of the season, especially, it was kind of like hit and miss with how I was playing. I felt I had some good kicks, some not so good kicks, obviously, like you guys have seen. But I really feel like the more practices I get into and the more comfortable I feel kind of back there as a punter, I feel like we're definitely on the rise. In the last 2 games, I've been really happy with my performance. I've been working hard, and it's been coming along really nice. And so I feel like we're on the rise, and we're about to, you know, hit the gold mine, so I'm excited.
How much did the block, like, what did that do for you when the guy got through?
Was that so, yeah, that fired me off. I think it was honestly the worst thing that could have happened to East Carolina because, like, after that, I just hit a new switch, and I was just bombing balls. I mean, yeah, they're a little bit low, but we had great coverage, and we had a really good net after that blocked punt. It obviously, like, also as a punt unit, it helped us kind of realize that, hey, we actually do need to, you know, pressure before they get to the shield, and then our shield does need to hold up, because for rugby to work, we need that extra time because it is a line drive ball. And so I feel like we still have a lot of work to go, but I feel that block helped us as a unit, and I feel like because we got the win, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, but it was a wake-up call for us, and I think it kind of fired us up to be better. So I think all in all, it was a good thing that came out of a bad outcome.
I don't remember you getting blocked much in rugby from them. Have you gotten blocked very often?
Never like that, no. I've had a few kicks charged down in rugby. Rugby is a little bit easier to get charged down. I mean, the All Blacks just played France in the quarterfinal and smashed them 62-13. Put that in the news stories for sure. People need to know about that. So they're playing South Africa this week, and we had a really good charge down in that game. So it happens quite a lot in rugby. It's happened to me also, but that's because there's no blocking. But in a sense, rugby has prepared me to get the ball off quicker. I just need to react and be more aware of it. So yeah, I'll take the block on my shoulders, but I'm sure the shield will as well. And so it's kind of all in all, we all take it together, and we rejoice together when it goes well. So
the shield, you had the fake that you were able to run. What's the key for as far as the shield goes in front of you, particularly with the rugby style? Because a lot of times they seem to be, you know, linemen, not necessarily the most agile guys in the world. Not as much, you know, as far as running. What do you need from them?
Yeah. So ideally, I mean, Utah does it the best. They really do, and we'll be just as good. You know, hopefully better with time. So it's all new to us. But yeah, they just need to just move laterally and kind of make sure they block the immediate pressure that's going to come through the middle. Everything on the outside from my backside and from the outside of the shield, that's up to me. I need to get the ball off. But yeah, they're just in charge of people rushing and then to do a little bit of hold up to give me time to get my head down and make good contact.
Do you have any option? You've had the one fake this year. It sounds like it was a called fake. Do you have any option to take it if you feel like you can get it?
Yeah, so that's the beauty of the rugby style. If you roll out, like, the idea is to look up. And so that's something I've been working on and can get better at, but I've been working on that, just to look up, check for pressure. And if there is no pressure, then, you know, as long as it's fourth and manageable, the coaches have, yeah, said, you know, giving us the green light. But that's no different to any other rugby style kicker in the country. So the teams will be doing a really good job spying, and it's up to me to look. Oh, there's spies waiting to see if I can fake it. But yeah, it's definitely on. But I don't want to do anything that would kind of, I don't know, I don't want to do something that's about me, because it's greater than that. It's about the team, and so I just want to help them the best way I can. So if it's on, it's on. But it hasn't been this year, so I don't want to risk that.
What are your thoughts about a countryman being involved in probably the biggest play in college football this year, the block punt of Michigan?
Oh, yeah. So Blake O'Neill, he's a fantastic dude. So he's Australian, I'm New Zealand. He's kind of from down under. So we kind of thrive together. And I spoke to him after the Michigan game. Really top dude, really great punter. Just caught up in a bad situation. So honestly, though, like, yeah, it really, I didn't think it would affect me that much, but I've struggled to sleep the last couple of nights just feeling bad for him, because I know how much that would weigh down on him. I know when my punt got blocked, it was bad, but we ended up winning the game. I made up for it. He can't make up for that, you know, immediately. And so I know some of the, you know, the flack he's been getting from social media, it honestly has, like, kept me up and made me kind of depressed that, you know, people sometimes forget that it is just a game. I mean, it's important and we all want to win, but same time, like, people, you know, their feelings matter more. So I wish I could reach out to him in another way, and I know people have, but yeah, I really do feel bad for him, but he's a great kicker. Obviously, he's got the longest punt in the country right now, and he landed on the two. It's something that, you know, would be a miracle if I could do that, so there needs to be a lot more credit given to him, and that one play is going to overshadow it all.
If the All Blacks lost similarly, would your country have a similar response? Where?
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, that's the difficult thing, like, about professional sports and even college football, college sports, because it's kind of like that next step is to go professional. So there's so much pressure, so much money. It's like a business. So if the All Blacks lost like that, and even if they do lose, even if they don't lose and play bad, you know, people want their head. And I've never been for that, like, I've never been one to like boo people and condescend on people, because they're going to make mistakes, but it's just unfortunate that in a sporting environment that's looked upon so much, that people always look for the negatives and they always remember the negatives over the positives. So it's a shame, but yeah, I hope Blake bounces back from that.
What's the transition been like for you going from rugby to football? What's that been like?
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Like, I'm really enjoying football. It's awesome. But at the same time, like, with rugby, I got to do everything. I was on the field, like, 80 minutes a game. Now I'm on the field, like, 80 seconds a game, you know. So it's like, if that, you know. So it's been difficult, like, because I don't have as big a role. But I expected that, and I knew, you know, even though my role may be seen as some, oh, he's just a punter or whatever, like, I really try and embrace that. I've called it puntership, you know, like, yeah, like, that's my, you know, as people call it sportsmanship, whatever. I'm a puntership guy, man, so... So yeah, I've really embraced the role of a punter and try to do my best with the fourth down army. But at the same time, on the sideline, I'm trying to pump the guys up, trying to pump the defense, trying to pump the offense, trying to pump out kickoff return, because they can influence the game, whereas I can only do it every fourth down that we're not in field goal range or not going to go for it. So that's been the biggest difference, but I feel like I'm trying to involve myself more than just kicking a ball.
In what ways do you feel like rugby has helped you become a better football player?
Just kind of given me, I think it's just given me a good mindset to kind of know, be patient, be calm, kind of don't worry that there's a lot of guys rushing at you, and kind of rugby's given me that. But also being in some big rugby games as well, like, it's also given me that sense of mind that it doesn't matter how many people we're playing in front of, you know, if you don't look up, then you never notice that they're there. You can hear them, but you're not intimidated by them. So it's given me a good mindset to know that, hey, like, I've done this before, it's just been a different sport. Now it's just really kicking a smaller ball, but it's the same shape, it's the same thing. Just don't let them catch it and get a good roll.
Did the rugby coaches talk to you at all during the season, saying, hey, you ready for rugby season?
Oh, yeah, so not as much, but I do still go to some of the practices. I know I've been watching some of the Rugby World Cup. We always have it in a room here in the Tanner Building, so I go and watch with them, and it's kind of cool to be around the and they're always like, oh, you'll come back to us. You haven't forgotten your roots. I'm like, no, I never forget my roots. Like, rugby will always be my favorite sport, but I think football has, like, given me such an awesome opportunity. It's, like, hard to pass up.
You got a last question, then I just need to get him out.
Yeah, no problem. So, you know, after this football season, obviously rugby's back again. How do you maintain that, focusing on football right now and knowing that rugby is coming in the future? How do you balance those two?
Well, my family is easy. Like, they balance it out for me. They're always like, whenever I Skype them home, they really don't care about football. They just care that I'm doing happy. I know my mum, like, films all my punts and stuff and puts them online, but they really don't care too much about football, but they do try and come out for some of the rugby games. So they're always like, are you ready for rugby? Ready for rugby? But honestly, I think the hardest part is just going to, like, be getting my body in shape. I don't feel like it's out of shape, but I feel like I don't ever get an off season now. Like, even though, you know, people look at special teams, oh, yeah, they don't do anything during practice. Like, I try to. Like, I try to, like, be at least kicking or doing something when we do fitness tests. It doesn't matter what, like, I want to win everything. I don't want to sit back. So yeah, I think the hardest thing will be just to get the body ready and kind of just do it like that. So it's been nice to not have to hit or get hit as much, but at the same time, like, I haven't had time to put on any muscle, so I feel like I'm just kind of shriveling up. But we have a great nutritionist that helps keep me in check.